Yeah, welcome. Good morning to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disso, brought to you by Amstel Malta. You're welcome. Today we are going to be looking at a political development that happened over the weekend with very little much attention given to it. And that is simply, you know about the Lagos for Lagos movement led by the gentleman called Jandor. Well, they finally found their way into the PDP over the weekend. And I think there was a video that went around showing Saraki welcoming them and so on and so forth. Now, let me first of all make it very clear that I'm not in support of any political group. I'd like to correct that impression. But what excites me about that movement is that now it gives us a bit more of a balance, and give an APC the run for their money, which is going to benefit them eventually, because now they will have to brace up and do the proper things and not take the rest of us for granted. What is most important for me at the end of the day is for us to have good governance. As simple as that. I'm not interested in any political whatever. Neither am I interested in any candidate. But what we do want is we want a balance. And that balance had been tilted for so long. So when I say I'm excited, I'd like to make it very clear, that because all politicians are the same to me. Let me be very honest with you. It's still same of same. So, but at least we'd like for there to be a balance in the polity. And I don't think that movement of the APC to Lagos for Lagos movement is something to sniff at and say it's insignificant. It is highly significant. There's every reason for us to believe that the gentleman has a lot of following. At least it appears to be so. You usually don't know these things really until the day of election. Gone. Anyway, what we're going to do this morning, we're going to talk to Jandor. In another 2-3 minutes, we'll be talking to him. Then we are going to talk to Princess Ogunsanya, who's like an elder of the party and who we've been speaking to on this issue before now. And then we're also going to talk to Mr. Ladejo. Is that his name? Yes. Mr. Shayo Ladejo, who is the APC spokesman. We're going to talk to him to get the reaction of the party to the movement. I called Joe Igbokwe yesterday, and he said, I'm no longer the PRO. But it would have been nice to talk to him, but I think he just decides. Maybe some other time we'll call Joe Igbokwe, because we sometimes like his perspective. And then we are now going to call the enfant terrible, Honorable Fuad Oki. We'll be calling him towards the end of the program just to find out if Jandor is his forerunner. Because if Fuad Oki moves from APC to PDP, the game would then change completely. So that's what you're going to have this morning. Sit back and enjoy it. Keep an open mind. When it comes to politicians, don't get emotional. Nobody hates anybody. I dislike seeing that word. Jimmy Disu hates the governor. Jimmy Disu hates Achiwaju. Don't hate anybody. I have a job to do, and I jolly well just do it. It's as simple as that. And as far as I'm concerned, same of same. But I like things put in a balance. I like challenges. I've had some top members of the APC call me privately to say that, thank God you're helping keeping us on track. But they won't admit that publicly, but it doesn't matter to me. So we have Jandor on the phone. Hello. Morning.
Hello.
Morning, Jandor. How are you?
Morning.
If I want to use the words of politicians, the way you people greet yourself, say, long live my incoming. one thing I noticed with politicians is if tomorrow I say I'm going to run for the Senate, the next person to greet me, long live my incoming, most distinguished.
Exactly.
So you can confirm now to Lagosians that you've taken that step to go to the PDP.
Yes.
Was it on the cards from the beginning? Is it something you had contemplated?
Well, if you look at what we've been doing with Lagos for Lagos movement from day one, it's a political movement that doesn't know whether you're of the PDP or you're of the APC or ABGA, and it is because we've had enough of this party A, this party B, and all of that, or in the name of party loyalty. Can all of us come together this time and confront these monster that is confronting us in the name of underdevelopment, you know, under whatever guise, and see how we can put an end to the madness we call governance in Lagos as of today. So it's been open because we have all of us doing this together. The only time it was like 100% APC affair was during the Congress. That was when the PDP folks in our midst now said, okay, let us draw back while you face what is, you know, going on within your party, because I was of the APC, and that was the only time. But before then, it has always been a movement that doesn't know where you're from.
So all the time you were in the APC, were you talking to the likes of Chief Bode George and other people?
No. We never made the movement a party
affair.
Leaders based, you understand? It has always been about us, you know, at the grassroots, looking for ourselves. You know, whether you are a follower of this party, we call ourselves together and spoke some sense into our own heads to say, you know what? Yes, you have your party, I have my party. Look at all these, our leaders. Tomorrow, they change parties. They give their children to each other to marry.
Yes.
If you do that, they will tell us we are doing anti-party, we are doing this. It is time for us to also adopt their method. Let's look for ourselves too and ensure that we come together and see how we can. They should stop telling us we are doing anti-party while they are marrying their own children to each other.
Okay, I get the joke there and I get the symbolism of it. But let me ask you, are you still going to run for governorship in the PDP?
Yes, of course. You see, let me tell you something, sir. Now, I think our decision, the step we just took about a few days ago, though we haven't done our official declaration, which we're going to do very soon, is to subject ourselves to or to subject our aspiration to the generality of Lagosians as against subjecting it to the mood of an individual. So within where we're coming from, we know how it is. If you're not in somebody's good book, you're going nowhere.
Yes.
And that they've displayed to us during the congresses at the world level, at the state level, and because we're talking about consensus. If you want to do consensus, all the tendencies within the party would have to sit down and agree on a sharing formula. So in a situation whereby you didn't even call us, we even go to, and if you want to do a consensus, if you have a dissenting voice, just one, the consensus is, the next thing is you must go for an elective Congress.
Yes.
Because somebody said, me, I'm not, you know, in agreement of this consensus, then there must be an elective. If you can beat the person, go to field and beat that person. So the three Congresses that we had, nothing of such happened, and we had our own parallel to show our numerical strength. But in PDP, they also had their own, you know, convention. It was consensus at the ward level, at the LGA level, but at the state level, they observed that, okay, people are not ready to step down from each other. They went straight into an elective Congress before it was disrupted. And up to this moment, they are still going to have that Congress. Look at their convention.
If I give you all money, you keep selling the party. But let me borrow this from Ambode. We know what we know. But what also is, do you think that, of course, there will be some people that will be opposed to you coming to, you know, to the PDP and picking up the governorship ticket almost not too long after. Who do you think you might need to be tackling in that sense? I mean, is Jimmy Agbaje coming back? Do you know any other person in the PDP that has that aspiration? Or is it what Chief Bode George hinted me when he said that they were going to hunt for a candidate? Which of these scenarios?
For us, I think this time, the party that we belong to now, which is the PDP,
yes,
we then have to choose between whether or not we want to form government in the state of Lagos, or we want to, you know, take, you know, this government from those that have held us in the gulag for the past 20 years. We'll measure every aspirant coming up with the level of the work done to sell themselves to the candidate out there. But we're subjecting ourselves. That's what we're saying. When we're in APC, if the APC had agreed that we go to Congress, an elective Congress,
yes,
if they have beaten us, we would have said, okay, Shebuju Atija, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, but in this case, they didn't allow that. But here, we're going to submit ourselves to a very fair contest amidst other aspirants to see how we can do this. So if we have one or two of them who can truly, or if the party followership decide to say, okay, we're picking this person as against this person, it's okay. But what we're saying is, let's have that due process.
Okay.
But for us, we'll continue to work hard to convince everybody that we've got the can-do ability and we're ready to do this. And let me even tell you the advantage that we have.
Yes.
I can tell you today, we have huge followership within the APC, but they're invisible. People are waiting on that election day, which is about just 8 hours, for them to take a decision and say...
Yes, talking about election. Sorry, I keep butting in, but, you know, time is not a favorite, whatever. And then, you know, politicians, you can talk on and on. The what also bothers me is if you will have the financial muscle to face the APC, you know, in an election in 2023. You know what I'm talking about. You know the way it works.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain that
yes.
to everybody. But how do you have the wherewithal financially to face the APC in Lagos?
Uncle Jimmy, I think that all of us saw a video, you know, just very recently, which was speaking about Dubai 50 years after.
Yes.
Somebody in that video said it wasn't money that did this, it was vision. I will tell you something. We were in APC, just this individual. You know, versus the government that got all the resources at their disposal and sharing money and all that. And we had a parallel Congress. So in our own Congress, our followership paid money to come, you know, for their transportation. In their own Congress, they were giving people money and Ankara and the likes. We still have more people. I mean, that's not about Naira and Kobo.
So you think that money might not play that much of a prominent role?
I am saying, let them bring the money. Our people are ready to collect the money and still be needful.
Oh, okay. I've heard that before, yes.
Exactly. So that's what has been playing out for the past 6 years. They've done all sorts to talk to us, to buy it. And what we said to ourselves before now is to tell our people that the moment they offer us money, that we should drop this ambition. It's because they've seen that we can actually win.
Okay, Jando, one last. When is the formal thing going to take place?
We still wait on the leader of our party in the Southwest, which is Engineer Seyi Makinde, the governor for your state.
Yes.
To confirm that date that we have chosen tentatively, which is the 10th of December, because it is true. He's the one leading the party in the Southwest.
In the Southwest.
To tell us, okay, this day is suitable for us. But tentatively, we have that 18th of December at the TBS to the camp. And let me tell
you. Well, I hope we've been highly critical of the state government. The same will apply to you. I hope you know about the rules of COVID.
Of course. We know all that. And then we already have approval, you know, of the safety commission. That we will
of Lagos be, State.
Yes, of Lagos State. That we won't be... won't do more than 50% of the capacity of the place. So we have that already. So and that is what we are going to adhere to, you know, strictly.
Well, must it be in a crowded place anyway? Can't these things be done?
We are using that open ground so that there will be more space, and it is 50% of that capacity,
of the capacity
that we're pulling there.
Those who go, I wish them luck. Thank you very much, Jando. We are going to invite you for something a bit more extensive. This is just to clear the air. And for people to hear, I'm not calling you a horse, but to hear from the horse's mouth. Have a great day, okay? We'll get back to you soon.
Thank you.
Yes. So that was Jando. You heard him. Do I have a Princess Ogosu on the line? No, not yet. Okay, we're trying to see if we can get. In the meantime, we can take your calls 0700-993-993-993. And the special number is, alternative number is 014-6571. I don't know why I'm so dull. Every time I have to go and read that number, I need to cram it. I'm so dull. Every time I read it, then sometimes I even get the number wrong. Maybe it's because I'm not in support of any female number, in all honesty. While I'm in the podium. Okay, do I have Mrs. Princess Ogosu on the line?
No, yet.
Okay, let me pick a call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, Tokumo from Ikeja here.
Yes, Tokes. Please go on.
Yes, I'm delighted to hear from Jando this morning, and I would like to tell him that the move to PDP in the local places. Lagos, I'm part of Lagos for Lagos too. Nobody will come openly and vote for PDP in an area where it is known that APC would win. Except they are doing the boju kind of election. Nobody. And for the mistakes they had made again, let's just round up.
Okay, the princess is on the line. Hello, princess is on the line. Contact me later. I want to drag you into the studio for 1 hour. I like what you're saying. Hello, good morning, ma.
Hello.
Morning, auntie. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm not happy with you. You didn't give me notice this thing was going to happen. And I thought I was your favorite aburo. Yes. You did this behind my back. Auntie, you did this behind my back. Are you sure I wouldn't have wanted to be there? No, I'm
but
joking.
But you know you're my aburo. I've known you since you were a little boy. I know you well.
I'm joking. How are you anyway?
I'm good.
So we have good. Just about, how many minutes do we have, Sheriff? We have about 5 minutes. So I need to rush you up a little bit. So now that you are in the PDP, what are we looking at now? Because you're an elder of the party, of the movement and the party, yes.
We're looking forward to being welcomed, which I'm sure we are already.
Mm.
But most important, you know the job before us.
Yes.
And we look forward to doing it with determination.
Mm.
And we ask that Lagosians should give us support.
That place is PDP is a familiar terrain for you. Were you the one who structured this whole movement?
I can't take credit for everything.
Yeah, but for some, yes.
I told you that the young man that I believe in has, you know, I tell him, I say, you're just in the body of a young man. You are some old. And that is why he's bold, which most of them are not.
Yes.
They're still hiding under the bed with their ambition.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm just delighted, and I know that Lagos will do the right thing because we just cannot carry on this way.
Well, Auntie, congrats on the movement. I don't know whether I should congratulate you, but
I've
I think
I've been getting congrats from people all over the place that they said they want to go and join PDP. So.
Really?
Let's see how. I know that God is with us. And I know that Lagosians will wake up and stand for what our fathers, who were great people, whether well known or not, would want us to do. And I hope they rise up to that carry on call.
Okay, Auntie, I'm still going to bring you back to the studio. For us to have our usual 1 hour. But I'd like to thank you very much for taking our time to talk to us this morning, okay, Auntie?
You
have a nice day.
You have a wonderful day.
You too, Auntie. Well
come
done.
And join PDPO.
I'm not. I can't join any party.
I know. Some people don't understand that they have a role to play.
No, but what?
So they shouldn't dabble.
What am I?
You know,
yes.
You cannot make one now.
I know, yes. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, that was Princess. I didn't know Gosanya. I didn't really know Gosanya. Sorry, Princess. I didn't know Gosanya. She's the top member of the Lagos for Lagos movement, and we've spoken about this. Whether this move will be made or not. And she went and did it, and she didn't give me any hint at all. I just saw a video with Saraki in... is Saraki a Lagosian? Maybe he's on exile in Lagos.
No.
What happened to him?
No.
That's a joke. It's a joke. We'll take a break now.
Let's take a break.
Okay. We'll take a break now. Aga Sharif has dictated a break. When we come back, I'll take one or two phone calls from you. Then we'll speak to Mr. Oladejo. Then we'll talk to Honorable Fuad Oki. So you're in for a full dish this morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Right. Now, I'm going to take one or two calls before I now speak to Mr. Seyi Oladejo, who is the spokesperson of the APC in Lagos, so we can put things in the balance. Can I pick that call, please, Mr. Sheriff? Hello?
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Oga. How are you? Who's calling?
Thank you. Chief Kodre, morning. Jando, even if he's in APC,
yes.
I made up my mind to vote for him. But since he's crossed over to PDP, the National Party, is still the same. I will still vote for him. And for those saying PDP and APC, they are the same. No, the difference there, Uncle Jimmy. We don't want to tell ourselves the truth.
Okay.
Like Princess, that they are listening to her. She doesn't want to butcher the crocodile in the public. That is what happened. Thank you.
All right. Let's take one more call. Do I have Chief Oladejo on the line, Mr. Oladejo?
Yes.
Okay. Let me speak to him. Don't keep him waiting. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning,
Mr. Oladejo. How are you?
Morning, sir. I'm good.
APC.
Progress.
So how does the APC react to the exit of Jando from the party? Are you happy to see him go?
No, we're not. Unfortunately so. Then maybe we would be in a position to now compare the two parties. My only worry is that for a young man is starting politics on the wrong footing. He has negated all the principles, all the colorful philosophies they put forward about godfatherism, about what is fair, about consistency and the rest of it. That's my only worry. And it speaks volumes about the younger generation who are coming on board purportedly to change things. This is not a good advertisement for that reference.
I must say that I'm highly, refreshed about your response, and I'm going to give you a lot of credit for being what I think a spokesperson should be. I'm quite happy at that. So I don't just want to say it after you've gone. I want to put it down on the record that you gave a very matured and measured response, and I'm happy to see that. Yes, I'm happy to see that.
I know your compliments are not cheap.
They're not cheap. And we've never met.
We've never met.
Yes, but you see, these are the things that people need to understand. I'm not for any, we want a level playing field. I'm happy he went. You are not happy. I'm happy just because he give you a run for your money.
The so-called run was largely exaggerated. All these claims to have large followership.
Yes.
The members and the rest of them like contested and made assumptions. Politics is a very tricky game. And it's easy in the comfort of your bedroom to assume you are everywhere, when in reality you are nowhere.
Yeah, I was telling Sheriff that when we were on break, that you never know until that day.
Precisely.
But do you think he might spring a surprise?
The only surprise in my spring is maybe move from his new host to another party again. He actually sat on the wrong footing, telling them that he was coming to resurrect, not resuscitate, to resurrect their party. Very uncomplimentary.
Yes,
And most likely he's going there to be their new leader. You know all the prominent people in the other party too, who have a better pedigree.
He's going to run for governorship. Do you think, in the first instance, let me ask if there's a vacancy in 2023 for governorship in Lagos, or is there an automatic ticket for the current occupant?
Well, there will be. What is guaranteed now is that there will be an election for the office of governor come 2023.
And within the party or at national level? I mean, at state level?
Of course, APC will be on the ballot card for the governorship.
Yes.
And of course, there will be a national election for the office of the governor in various states, including Lagos. So as we continue to calm down, we continue to watch and see the best way to put our cards forward in 2023. But what is important to us as a party is that we maintain our winning streak in the state, which allow for governance being the continuum and build on our success in the past. That's the most important.
You know,
which means the interest of the electorate is the most important.
I'm one of those who believe that your party has taken us for granted because we've been on a winning streak. And it's that's human for you. It happens to every human. So I'm hoping that, you know, this man will give you a run for your money. I'm hoping that it will bring about more democratic processes internally to produce a government. But let me ask you, Mr. Oladejo, let me ask you, are you happy with the performance of your governor so far?
Yes, we are very happy. He came to the studio to run a government time I would consider to be very unusual. He has no reference books to refer to about the unusual challenges as regards the impact of the pandemic and the unexpected and unusual aftermath of the NSAS process. And that notwithstanding, his performance has been so lifting, overcoming and including the impact of the pandemic itself and putting it in check. You recall Lagos was the epicenter.
Yes, it still is.
The way we were able to go about it has received accolades from far and wide. And even trying to reduce the impact on the populace and reducing the space virtually from the scratch as a result of the massive destruction of public facilities as an aftermath of the ESAS process. And the Nigerian government, to the extent that it has now abandoned the project,
okay,
from its predecessors, despite the storm that preceded the coming to office, he has been able to keep faith, building gradually. And ensuring he is not able to keep faith with his esteemed agenda. So far, so good. The Sanwo-Olu government in 2.5 years has been doing very well. We're happy.
Well, we are not happy. The laws are not being enforced.
I know you can be happier.
I can be happier, yes, but I don't want to put you through that now because that's not why I said I was going to call you. but there's a need for us to say that you need to gather around within the party and support this gentleman. For example, are you in favor of this work that he wants to do, more so, amongst other reasons, given this new variant that is frightening everybody? Are you in support of that work?
I think the work largely has been misconstrued to the extent that people wanting to play policies with it. When I say I want to work with you, Uncle Jimmy, so we could be working in spirit. We could be working.
Oh, I see. So it's not a physical work.
Together. It might not necessarily have to be a physical work. We could reach in the standing to make sure that we move our feet forward to heal the wound.
That's the best thing I've heard in years, and it gives. if anybody is looking for, if we had more people like you, you know, as spokespersons for governments and things, I'm sure that I like the spin you brought to it, 100%.
Thank you very much.
Very good. I give you. Where's this thing that we shake here? Where's the shaker? Somebody has stolen the shaker. They've bust my bubble. Thank you very much, Mr. Ladejo. It's been nice. And can I use this opportunity to invite you in the new year? Let's sit down and talk a bit more politics, okay?
Yes, I'll be there. And I know it's not easy coming to your program.
It's easy. Don't mind what people say. Listen, it's easy. I'm sure you're surprised. It's easy. Okay, thank you very much. I've been speaking to Mr. Sheyo Ladejo, you know, for the first time. Never met him. And I'm quite pleased at his disposition. What I actually expected was some bragging and this and that, but handled it in a very matured manner. Anyway, I'm not going to pass judgment on that. I leave that to you. I'll take one or two more calls and put Fuad Oki on standby. Hello, good morning. Who's calling?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
My name is Kaya Demogaji.
Oti Deshu. Kaya, hi, how are you?
Uncle Jimmy, I'm very fine. You remember the last time I came to the studio? Has it all played out now or not? The things I talked about.
Yes.
Exactly. Because, well, I might be quite young, but I've seen this happen over and over.
What do you think? Do you think it's going to be worth Jando's while to do this?
Yeah, see, Uncle Jimmy, him leaving, I have absolutely nothing against it. But unlike what the PR person said, I think he has a quite sizable followership. maybe not enough on, you understand, to win the election in Lagos,
yes,
or actually something to shake the party. But the unfortunate situation is, I look at Jandor, I remember Royce Vivo, and I remember Badamosi, Uncle Jimmy. Can we sit back and just try to picture in the past 3-4 years that these people have come out if they were able to go to an alternative party, but any of these two...
Okay, Kaede, you know what we'll do? I'll bring you in next week, okay? Then we'll rub minds on this, because I have Fuad Oki, and I don't want to keep him waiting. Morning, my honorable. Hello, Honorable Fuad Oki.
Hey, Mommy, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
As at this morning, what party are you in?
APC, All Progressives Congress.
As at tomorrow, this time, Uncle?
APC, All Progressives. You know, for me, we are wolves.
Yes.
No matter what happened, Ebano, that is where we will be. We are the only ones that can push those that have refused to do the right thing out.
Yes.
We are not going nowhere. Nowhere.
Really? Did you have a discussion with Jandor over this?
No, not at all.
But I thought you were close to him politically.
He's my brother.
We know brother at all. Politically.
Politically, we are soulmates.
Okay. Do you support his movement to PDP?
I will encourage whatever he chooses to do. And the reason is very clear. He has a goalpost. And the goalpost is in seeking the governorship of Lagos.
Yes.
Now he is in the best position, therefore, to determine which way to go, to determine which platform will be veritable for him to use. For me, I am not planning to be president or to be governor. I am a party administrator. And I've found the need and a reason to assist in giving our party a 360-degree turnaround for the better.
Okay.
So I don't have any choice or any reason whatsoever to put. But for him, you must understand that he has a goalpost. He has a destination. And therefore, nobody should, you know, feel anyhow about his decision to put. If he rightly believes that is where he can ventilate his aspirations.
So be it. Yeah. I agree.
Be it.
Okay, so what does that do to you now? Because I thought he was also part of the support that you had within the party to reform the party. With a large slice of him going away, doesn't that leave you hanging?
Not at all. If anything, I think my being in support of him and his aspiration, you know, is an added value to what he's doing. About what I am doing, you know, I've been on this journey before he decided to transform his NGO into a political movement. We all need to understand that. I've been on this battle for a turnaround or a rejig of our party, you know, long before now. So, and, you know, he's been with me or been without me has nothing, absolutely nothing, you know, to take away what I'm doing or what I will achieve.
Okay, you had Mr. Ladejo, you know, who I was quite excited to talk to.
I was not listening.
Deliberately. Why didn't you listen?
Because I do not dwell in joining or rejoining issue, and the better I do not listen. So that whatever my response will be to your question
will be fresh.
Not, yes, will not be jaundiced.
He was able to give a perspective that quite interests me and put a bit of my mind to rest when, for example, he said that, oh, the work that, you know, the governor was referring to, possibly, now, you know, he's not speaking on behalf of God, but possibly that look, when you say a walk, it doesn't mean a physical walk. You know, maybe it was some kind of cliche, really, some kind of, how would I put it? But maybe the governor didn't actually mean that it would be a physical walk. What he meant is walk with me, you know, walk along with me in all this. That puts a lot of minds to rest because some of us were quite worried, you know, about a possible public walk of the governor. I wonder how you react to that, because let's be honest, you know, I've expressed concerns about this, you know, in public and even in private to certain persons.
Mommy, two days ago, we spoke on the state of affairs of Lagos.
Yes.
You sent me an errand.
Yes.
And I will say it publicly. And I endeavored to say it or tell it exactly as you sent me.
Yes.
People, unfortunately, continue to deceive. Unfortunately, deceive this governor and the government. And I will have expected that you will come out to say it exactly, you know, the way you feel. And you are feeling the way you feel because you have just one address.
Yes.
Which is Eko.
Yes.
Most of these people do not have they do not have an address. They have addresses. And let me tell Nigerians what you sent me. To tell the governor to shit his sword, that it is not about right or wrong, that where we have found ourselves in Lagos requires wisdom,
yes.
A lot of wisdom.
Yes.
And you pray that God will guide him in taking the right decision.
Yes.
This state is not working. And that is why you have somebody like Jide Adedino coming out passionately to say this state is not working. And people should not misconstrue whatever the young man is telling us. If people refuse to heed warning, they will get burnt with its consequences. I think what Mr. Adedira has done today, unfortunately, calls for a sober reflection, introspection about the way.
Who is Mr. Adedira, by the way, sir?
For a party. Mr. Adedira is Jandor. Olajide
Adedira. Oh, Jandor. Okay.
Yeah, by spotting, he has, you know, given us the need for a courteous approach into our ways and means. So for anybody to come around and say, you know, the governor is doing fantastically well or this or that, it's either the person is daydreaming or the person is serious. Yes, the administration is trying, but their best is not good enough. All of us Lagosians, it's not about party. Therefore, should be getting from our party plea for understanding, for us to come out to say exactly these are our problems. We are being overwhelmed. We are asking you to understand where we are coming from. Please keep faith with us. Those are the things, not to come out and blah, blah, blah. No. No. I disagree. Yeah, the man is working fine, but his best is not good enough for Lagos. So what I expect all of us as leaders of the party is to continue to plead with Lagosians. We angry your drone. Koti Tonio. Emadrotiwao. Kabali Lafori. We are resolute, we are determined to deliver quality services to Lagosians, which we have pledged to do.
Okay.
But we are having issues. We are working towards it. Please join with us. Help us. It's not talking just anyhow. Now we have big problems on our hand too. We have the issue of Lasso, truth be told, which is not going anywhere. Now we have the Sorosoke generation thing. This calls for wisdom.
Yes.
And that is what we should be doing. Not saying that this administration, Lagosians, should do this. I am sorry. We may find ourselves in surprise and shock.
Hmm.
And these are the things we should be talking about.
Hmm.
For us to get Lagosians to continue to move with us, we must come out clean. And these are the things I'm talking about. May God help us.
Amen. Thank you, Honorable. And thank you for exposing.
All that he promised will go along. If we'll walk towards it.
Thank you very much.
I believe he will walk towards it.
Thank you very
much. Please help me to tell Nigerians that they should give this man a chance.
We will.
He wants our support. He needs all of us. We also need to stand by him so that he can get it right.
We will.
These Lagosians should raise their heads onto the hills.
We will. Thank you. Okay.
Please. Thank you.
All right. That's Honorable Fuad Oki, and that's where we'll have to put an end to today's program. yes, it is true that I met with him. He wasn't the only one I met with. I've met with some of our elders. We need to salvage this state and assist this gentleman in the hot seat to see us through. Because if he succeeds, we succeed. If he doesn't, all of us get the punishment. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow, of course, will be Diabumi. The little innocent-looking intern that came the other day. She's not an apprentice. She's an intern, yes. But intern to the Dagbani. So she'll be here tomorrow, Diabumi. And I'm sure we'll be in for a rollicking time. We'll be back on Friday. It will be 50 years since I left school. I'm bringing three of my classmates here, for us to talk about what it had been for us to have left Methodist Boys High School in 1971. I bring about three or four of them. So you will excuse us for that day and just sit back and listen to old fuddy-duddies. Remember the good old times. That's what we're going to do on Friday. And on Saturday, the discourse, we are going to have kids. I'm bringing in four kids, okay? And we're just going to listen to them. They're all under 10. We'll listen to them about their plans for Christmas. You must listen to children. I learned a lot of that. In my past programs, I've always given an allowance for kids to come in. And I think I did it here once. So we are going to look at the issue. I have kids here, and it's Christmas time anyway. So thank you very much, Sheriff. For being here, Akwele Orebaba.
Yes, sir.
This is where are you have you become a banker? Very, this is a lawyer suit now. This is the kind of suit that Falano and Co wear.
Yeah.
Sand, yes, striped. Yeah. This is a black suit. The only two people who wear these black suits are either they are lawyers or they are undertakers.
I want to see. No, not undertakers. No, it's a profession.
I wanted to frighten you. I wanted
people,
to frighten
people
you.
Do it. So yeah.
Yes, but I wanted to. You see the way you jumped.
But I can
up.
Do it though.
No, I can't.
See body now. See body.
It's not body. Oh, it's what happens when you sleep at night. And to all of you out there, I don't know how to say it in English, but somebody to help me. Your wives will greet you for everything. So we're looking forward to having, no matter the circumstances, we're going to have Happy Christmas. And to all of you there, stay gentle. The Tekkers will come in here any minute from now. Tekke 2, as usual, will come. Tekke 1 will follow. And Tekke 3, unfortunately, who is my friend, out of the three of them, will be left at home. See you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.